Bava Metzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, 6, 7, and more on when a person is considered to be either a Shomer Sacha or Shomer Chinam. The first case is Hilvahu al HaMashkon. If one lends and receives collateral, the Mashkon is a collateral by which he ensures that he is repaid. So he holds that Mashkon. The question is, while the Mashkon is in his possession of the lender, is the lender a Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar? Says the Mishnah, Shomer Sachar. He is a Shomer Sachar because he is getting a financial benefit by holding on to that Mashkon. How is that? So the Gemara says that he's getting what's called Schar Mitzvah. And that doesn't mean quite what you think it would mean. Schar Mitzvah here means that while he is arranging the loan, so he is exempt from dealing with other requests, like tzedakah requests to him. He's exempt because osik mitzvah pater min a mitzvah. Once he's doing one mitzvah of making the loan, he's exempt from other mitzvahs. And therefore, at the time that he extended the loan, he was getting a benefit, and therefore part and parcel of that was getting the mashkon. So therefore, he is a shomer sachar on that mashkon, on that deposit. Now, if you'll ask, he only has that benefit for the first moment. So what? The answer is, if I pay up front to watch my stuff, you only get the benefit for the first moment, but then after that, you remain a Shomer Sachar forever. So too over here, he had that financial benefit of not having to give tzedakah, so that makes him a Shomer Sachar, says Tana Kama. Rabbi Huda doesn't accept this thought. He says, Hilvo Maus, when you make a loan with money, Shomer Chinam. If you take a mashkon, something as collateral, so the lender who holds the collateral is only a Shomer Chinam on that collateral, because he doesn't really get a true economic benefit to make him a Shomer Sachar. Why not? Because it's just super uncommon that he'll be exempted from having a tzedakah, because in that brief window when he's extending the loan, someone's coming to ask him for tzedakah, and he can, you know, dismiss them without giving them money, and they won't be there a moment later. The whole thing's just not realistic. And therefore, according to Yehuda, he's a Shomer Chinam. Halach, however, follows a Tana Kama, so one who holds a mashkon is in fact a Shomer Sachar. Rebuto, however, agrees, for a totally different reason, that hilval peros, if a person lends perishables, you know, food items to somebody else, so we saw previously in the previous perek that, you know, if you lend sa basa, if you lend someone, you know, a bushel of apples, and you want a bushel of apples in return, that's forbidden under normal circumstances, but there are permitted cases like where there is yatsa shar or yeshlo, so that's happening here too, let's say. So you lend the person, you know, a bushel of apples, and want a bushel of apples back. So you're shomer sachar if you take collateral to ensure you get repaid your bushel of apples. Why? Because if you don't need those apples now, so then they're just, you know, they're liable to sort of spoil over time. So by giving them to somebody else, you're going to get new fresh apples that won't be spoiled. So essentially, he's serving as kind of like your human refrigerator, so to speak. And therefore, you get some benefit because you're preventing yourself from loss from the spoilage of the peros you're lending out. That's Rabbi Yehuda's thought. Okay, halacha is your shomer sachar across the board, whether it's a loan for money or for stuff if you're taking collateral. Now, new paragraph. Abba Shaul has this amazing idea. Normally, when a person takes a mashkon as collateral, so he has no business making use of it, to shol shlomidas, to take without permission, essentially is tantamount to being a gazlan, you're a thief. So if I give you my bicycle as collateral, and then you decide to take it for a spin, so you're taking something without permission, and you're a gazlan. And even if I gave you permission, it would still be forbidden, because if you lent me money, and I gave you my bike as collateral, and then I say, go ahead and ride the bike while you hold it as collateral, so then you're getting a benefit of the usage of my bike, in addition to the return of principal, ultimately. So that means you're getting like ribbis. Okay, so under normal circumstances, the person who holds the mashkon, the collateral, has no business making any use of it whatsoever. However, Abba Shaul says there is a different case. The case is if the borrower is an ani, he's really poor, and if the collateral that was given is the kind of thing which could be rented out for a reasonable amount of money and doesn't really endure substantial wear and tear. In other words, it doesn't get used up by being rented out. So in other words, the ani, the poor person, gave me his axe as a collateral, or his hammer as my collateral. You can use an axe to chop down who knows how many trees, or a hammer to bang in who knows how many nails. So if someone's prepared to borrow the axe or hammer, whatever it is, from the lender and pay him, you know, whatever it is, you know, $5 a day, And then the lender can use that money to pay down the principal owed to him by the borrower. So in other words, the borrower took $100. But if he rents out this hammer for 2 days, he'll be able to get $10. And he can then make the borrower only pay back $90. That's, of course, a great boon for the borrower. And even if he doesn't give permission, Abba Shlomo says we can safely assume he would agree to that because he's impoverished and because he's getting good money and because it's not going to get worn out. So in such a situation, the person who did the lending and now holds this hammer, whatever it is, as collateral, is permitted to lend it out for money to help the borrower pay down his debt. That's what Abba Shlomo says. Abba Shlomo Omer, Mutar Adam Lahaskir Mashkona Shel Ani. A person is permitted to rent out the mashkon, the collateral deposit, of an ani, of a poor person, leyos posek alav v'holech, so he can slowly pay down the debt that is owed to him. B'pnei shehu kameisha v'aveda, because that's really tantamount equal to hashavas aveda. The person is losing money. Hashavas aveda means you have to prevent your fellow Jew from incurring loss by getting back what he otherwise would be losing. And that's certainly the case here. The principal he would be losing, so he's actually reducing the principal payment back by renting out this mashkon. And that actually, remarkably, is paskin lahalacha. The halacha is indeed, if he meets those criteria, meaning if the borrower is really an ani who can be presumed to be very pleased to be able to pay down his debt in another way by renting out his collateral, and the collateral gets decent money, and the collateral does not get worn out very much materially by being rented out, then it's not only permitted, but it's a mitzvah for the lender to lend out this collateral to help the ani pay back his debt.